The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Hey, Joe, how goes the plan to bang Mary in her sleep? Oh, hey, Mary, I didn't see you there.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that has seemed less ass-rapey lately. She's not. It just seems that way. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Kitty.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of the show, number 101 tonight. Woo-hoo! We've made it. We're over that big hump. Now we're on to the next big old number.
There was a hump?
Jazz hands and all.
I missed the hump.
I know,
I'm
too.
Usually pretty good about remembering humps, but I don't remember that hump at all. What happened?
So my current humpy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What's going on tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to join the conversation, you can reach us 941-421-0401. You're listening to us live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. I am currently in Facebook jail again. I'm on suspension day number 2. I have another one to go. Apparently someone I think got a little uppity about some harmless pictures that I posted on my Facebook page, which is Kinky Katie Radio.
You damn well know lady nipples are evil.
There were no lady nipples. It was completely covered by my fingers.
Okay, but we knew there were lady nipples under your finger, and those are from the devil. You know that.
Oh, my
Complete
gosh.
Evil lady nipples are.
I have evil lady nipples. Well, I need to get a picture of you topless so I can cut your nipples out and stick them on me.
Why my nipples?
Because
I don't know.
You have man
somebody,
nipples.
Just go on the internet. The internet's full of man nipples.
I want the one with the third nipple, too.
No. No, you find your own nipple.
I did. I found them.
No,
right there.
No, you find your own photo of a nipple. You can't use my photos. And anyway, I do not consent to my image being used in that manner at all.
Ugh, you're part of this team.
Whatever.
You are on the payroll here.
No, whatever. That doesn't mean that I am forced to have photos taken of my nipples against my will.
Oh, yes, it is. That's.
I don't think so.
You signed all the paperwork.
I didn't sign it. I made the paperwork. What are you talking about?
You would not, even, not section number 32C.
You would not even know where the paperwork is filed if I don't tell you.
So, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, I think then that you should tweet me at Kinky Katie Radio your man nipples so I can use them in some photos to come.
Okay, well, or you could just search Google and there's a plethora of man nipple available.
Okay,
see,
but
like
maybe
all shapes, colors, and sizes of man nipple.
But maybe some of my fans would like to see their nipples on my boobs.
Okay, sure they would.
I know someone who would.
Well, that way they could have. They could fuck themselves, kind of, in a way.
What?
Well, they could fuck their own nipples, at least in their head.
Nipple fucker.
And that's the only place it really counts is in your head.
Imagine if you lick your own nipple, would you feel it? Or
what are you talking about?
Like, let's say your nipples are on someone else, and you
like
lick that nipple,
or
and you licked your nipple.
Photoshopped on somebody else, because there's a complete difference between Photoshop and reality, you know?
I'm talking about reality.
Okay.
What, your nipples got
no
inflated
no,
onto someone
no,
else?
No.
Well, you see, you start talking about taking my clit, putting it in a shadow box after torturing
it. That's not my. You know what the difference between that and that is? One of them is mine and one of them is not.
Yeah.
And the one that is not, it's completely okay to put into a shadow box. The thing that's mine, it's got to stay with me.
Not so much?
No, that's the way it goes.
So how does that work out?
It works out well. Because
how's that working out for you so far in life?
I've had everything is still attached, so it's working well.
All right.
It's working better than well.
Well, see, I kind of have to go along with that because same here.
Okay, for now.
Yeah, for now. I like how you say that.
Sure. Because you know I mean. You hear the conviction in my voice when I say it. That's why.
Of course.
Yep.
Such passion.
So what's going on? Do we have a show?
No. This is the show. It's like Seinfeld.
No.
Except no, there's only no. two of us. No.
We're going to get to stuff, goddammit.
Sure,
and you're
going to
like it. It's going to be funny. And it's going to be super, super awesome.
Fuck you. I don't care if you don't like it.
Super awesome. It'll be great. You're going to hear it and you're going to love it. You're going to tell all your friends about it and you're going to comment your little butts off.
That's right. They're going to give you 5 stars on iTunes too.
Yeah, they will.
Really are.
Lazy fuckers. That's all I have to say about most of you. Just really. And you know, I'm not one to talk, so whatever. I do the same thing to other people. I listen to their shit and I don't comment on it, so.
See?
I deserve it.
See?
Okay.
And he does it from my account.
So what do we do? What do we got for content since you say since you claim to have content? What's going on?
I claim a lot of things.
You do.
I say a lot of stuff. Remind me again.
I don't know.
Okay, so there's a lot of specific dating sites that are out there. I mean, like, really specific. You can find stuff for sea captains, bacon lovers, potheads, you know. Now there's one for the hardcore Disney fan.
Really?
Yes, it's called Mouse Mingle.
Nice.
It was created by a Disney fanatic. And he said he was kind of having trouble finding girls and connecting with women that kind of had the same level of obsession that
no,
he did.
No, I really find that hard to believe that he was having a hard time getting laid with the Mickey Mouse stuff all over his bedroom.
Hey, my friend Sherry, she's got that obsession with Carrot Top and she's got it all over her fucking bedroom and whatever.
She's a chick.
And she's married.
She doesn't have a cock. Women are way more choosy than that. Yeah. Men will fuck anything.
Well, some people do.
Yeah.
I didn't really care very much back in the day.
However, the Disney World bedroom, you would have done something. I don't know what, but you wouldn't have left not laughing. You'd have been laughing your ass off. You'd have been blowing a dude, look up and went, "What the fuck is up with Mickey? What the fuck is going on here?"
As soon as you shove up my ass.
Nice. Nice.
Why are all your animals coming into the bedroom? Did they want to watch? Oh, I do the cutest little thing.
You know I'm not into animals, right?
Don't eat the apples.
Yeah.
Snow White references, people.
So what's up with the Disney hookup?
So
swipe
only,
right.
Only $12.90. Well, only
up and down.
$12.99 a month.
Oh, that's it? That's all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's also trying to arrange a singles day at the Disney parks to boost the love connections.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see there being millions and millions of people jamming on that, you know?
Well, there was this couple when I used to work at the deli down south that used to come in all the time, and they were super nice people, goofy as all hell. They had, like, a ton of kids, and they were both into Disney and really goofy. Like, he has this huge tattoo of Scooby-Doo and Disney allotted whatever. Anyway.
Those people usually find each other a lot sooner than that, though.
They did.
In like some support therapy group or something.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
That they're both widowed.
Unhealthy addiction
to
therapy.
To huffing oven cleaner.
No. Unhealthy obsession.
Well, that would be
therapy
pretty
group.
Unhealthy therapy group. All right. Well. This has to be one of the
Yeah, Mickey fucker.
Oh, no, sorry. I don't see a problem with it.
Say there was a problem with it. I'm just saying.
I like to dress up as the Disney princesses and get ravaged.
You know, I'm just not thinking I want to find somebody to bang on Mickey Mingle. That's all. I mean, more power to the Mickey people. Mickey it up. Do your gig. That's pretty wholesome. And I want to do some really unwholesome things.
It's a cover for some Nazis. It's like Nazi mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so horrible. But hey, guys.
You didn't make it up?
No, I didn't make it up.
All right.
So we're not throwing some shade. It's just, you know, some people aren't as down with a mouse as you might think.
Do you know what you're doing? Do you have any clue what you're talking about?
Not anymore. I'm off subject. All right. This has to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh. Next time you buy hair ties, you might be putting your hair up with used condoms. Maybe I should wait till after you take a sip.
I was like partially mid-cough, too, so that was good.
Perfect.
Yep.
So according to the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, hair bands that are being manufactured in China are actually made from used condoms.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It says these bands could carry enough harmful bacteria to rival the most disgusting of public bathrooms. So consumers could potentially contract AIDS, warts, herpes, and other venereal diseases if they hold the tie in their mouth while getting ready to put their hair up.
Come, I just don't buy any of this. No, really? No. They took the time to recycle condoms. I mean...
Apparently not even recycled, because how do they know they're used?
That's what I'm saying. Like there's somebody's taking the time to actually recycle fucking Chinese fuck balloons. Really? Like, why?
And roll them all up, then cut a hole, then thread them through.
Like, what's the point, really? It would take like five of those to make a hairband.
No, just one.
You're missing the whole Chinese small penis joke there. You walked right past it, really.
Oh.
You're napping tonight.
I wasn't thinking about
it that way. You're not thinking at all.
No, because now I'm trying to focus on what I got.
I'm trying to read something here.
I'm going to fucking hit you.
I'm just trying to read. Leave me alone. I got stuff to read. You want to get the content, asshole. This is the content. I got to read it.
Push, fuck off. Kick you.
What do you got? You can't kick me from there.
No, I so can't. This thing moves.
Sure it does.
So do I.
Good.
Well, they're saying that this one salon owner found out, like, she saw something about it. She had purchased some of the tainted hair ties made.
Tainted ties.
I knew that was coming, that's why I put it in there. Is this me? I can always count on you. He made the discovery by cutting... He cut one open after the report. So it's kind of gross. And they had like a picture. It was kind of funny of it, like kind of cut the threading.
I call bullshit in that whole fucking thing. Bullshit. Of course. Quadruple bullshit.
I call complete bullshit on it.
Like nobody's... I can see... Like it ends up in the regular recycling something, you know, by some kind of mishap, whatever. It's made out of recycled rubber, and there could be used condoms in the recycled rubber. Okay, like I may even buy that just slightly, you know. But then to think that anything that might be living on it is going to survive any processing to make it into another like cooking, baking, stretching. Come on, get the fuck out.
It's funny.
It's the American Hair Tie Association is fucking putting this bullshit out. It's like counter CIA intelligence. It's the American Hair Tie Illuminati trying to keep us away from those quality Chinese hair ties.
Because there's so much of you got to save that 50 cents.
I like want to grow hair now just so I can put a Chinese hair tie in it.
Why don't you go like Captain Lou Albano and just do like little tufts on your face?
No. Ooh, wow. That way I could have like dick face.
Sure. I'll go with that.
Okay.
If you want to. Instead of stunt cock, it's dick face.
Dick face.
No, you're not DF. Are you DTF there?
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking about, really.
Icky poo. Every girl out there, including myself, we all have bras that we never wear anymore. Or they're just busted and broken and we refuse to throw them out. And I don't know why. I don't know. That's like in sex toys, too. Why is it that we have issues throwing away sex toys? Is it that we don't want the people, like the garbage people, to see that what we used to stick in our pussies or our asses or whatever?
Just remembering all those wonderful orgasms that little toy gave you, and you think that there's another orgasm left in it. Maybe there's another one left in your little guy.
It's like the lonely toaster.
I think you could do it again. You could do it again. You had a good run there for about a week. You were all I wanted to put in my ass.
Just got to jiggle that cord just right to get that little courtesy. You're like, oh, you get all excited. And then you can't quite hit it that way again. It's so upsetting.
Yeah. So I think it's you just like to hold on to crap. So
I do. I got it from my mother.
I think your answer is a little bit different from most women.
It is.
I think most women, they just don't buy the same kind of selection of dildo that you really have. You know what I mean? So they're not really like going through their dildos. It's like they use it for like 10 years and then they get another one for the next decade. It's like they get this decade's dildo and use it for a little while. And that's it.
Yeah, no, I suggest to those people become a toy tester because there's a couple things that I never thought I'd like or even try until I got one for free. I was like, fuck it, I'll go check it out. I mean, most of them I didn't like, but there was a couple that I did. So become a toy tester. It's really easy. Just, a lot of them have the applications right on the website to the toy manufacturer. So
send me one.
So check it out. Yeah, they'll send you like one a week. Like a different one a week or a couple, they'll send you at once. And just as long as you're honest and rate them, tell them how you feel about them, what you like and don't like, then they're happy. Sometimes it's expensive shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying. Maybe you'll get a Lilo. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
The Lilos, they're pricey.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
Yeah. Get a Pico Bong.
That, too.
Anyway, but getting back to the whole like bra thing.
Thank God.
So you got. Well, the question is, what are you gonna now? What would a normal person do with them? Not me, because I know.
Make a slingshot.
That would be kind of fun. But
mosaic piece for the living room.
Well, you can
living sculpture. I think
you can donate them.
Conceptual art piece.
No, donate them
to who?
Well, there's a number of organizations that they help support breast cancer survivors, human trafficking, and domestic abuse. Like shelters and stuff will take the bras, and they said if they're in good condition, then they give them to women, you know, because it makes them feel better. Because usually bras aren't really high up on the priority list when it comes to like food and shelter for the kids and shit.
Okay,
but then bras that are too dilapidated, they recycle them. Like you can use the plastic to make textiles. They say they take the stuffing from like the padded bras and they actually use that under carpets when they lay carpet as padding.
I heard they used it in hair ties.
No, those are condoms.
No, well that's
cock
too.
Rings. So if you're gonna use cock rings,
condoms, cock rings, and bras.
You know that might work. Could do that.
Okay.
Sure.
Here, take my old gross bras that don't hold anything anymore.
Well, I'm sure they do something nice with them.
Okay. Like bedazzle them?
No. No, but you know what I mean? When they say
rejuvenate them?
Well, if they're in really crappy condition, they recycle them. Take it apart. You know, you wouldn't give some nasty thing to somebody else.
Code word, throw away.
No.
Sure they do.
Come on.
They just separate you from that which you could have not gotten rid of unless there was a cause.
No, they just give it to Phil. Phil sits in the back corner just smelling all the dirty old bras.
Katie, I just like to roll around in them. That's all, man. Every once in a while, I make myself like a bra castle. Man, I put them all around my desk. I like to swim through them, nuzzle in them, roll around in them. Just get buck ass wild, baby.
God. Just picture like a kid playing in leaves with some weird dude playing in bras. Like Scrooge McDuck and his.
I was about to say that's what I had in mind. It was like Scrooge McDuck. Ever since I saw that damn cartoon when I was a kid, I wanted to do this in some used bras.
You should see my panty pile. Leggings are all mismatched. It's great.
Nice.
Jeez.
Nice.
Since we're on the subject of boobs.
We're on a subject.
Well, since we're in that way, don't get ready. Your segment's not up
what
yet.
Am I
this
doing?
Has to do with
Wait
boobs. But it's,
I can
no,
fire
no, no, no,
it.
No, but it's not yours.
Come on, I can fire it any second.
Man.
I'm ready any point in time.
Well, that's great because this has to do with boobs, but it's not the segment yet.
Okay.
Tits.
It's ready now.
Yeah, I know it's ready
I'm
now.
I'm just letting you know it's ready. I'm not sleeping this week.
The New York Times, they reported on this latest in the tit tech. So this could have been actually for sex tech.
They still have a song for
they
that.
They called it tit tech. Anyway, but it involves, they boldly named it the ideal implant. Because it's supposed to bill itself as a natural feel.
Okay.
But without silicone.
Okay.
These implants, they're made of saline, but instead of potentially folding and scalloping, as some of the saline tend to do, you know, when you see the bags ripple and shit.
Yeah.
They say these do not
favorite.
Do these don't do that, and they feel as soft as gel.
Okay.
So, and there's not the potential of leaking of the silicone, because there isn't any, making you sick. Because saline, if you guys don't know it, there's just salt water. But they also say that you have to change implants every 3 years or something like that. I don't know. I have to ask.
I thought it was like 6, 9.
I gotta ask
like
Amber. She's the boob person.
I thought it was like you take the head of a dime and you put it in the tread, and if the tread isn't over the head on the thing, it's time. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna,
isn't that the way it works?
So you dress up as a president and stick your face in between?
Yeah. And then if I can't bury my head completely, it's time for another one.
If I can start feeling,
or if my head sticks out at all, it has to envelop my whole head.
Softly.
Basically, I think.
It has to, you have to have memory foam boobs.
No, that's not necessary.
No?
Nope.
No.
Just gotta be in there, that's all.
Okay.
Just gotta fit.
It's gotta fit.
That's it.
I like to grab on boobs. Like, I want to feel different kinds of boobs with implants and shit, just to get a good feel for them. Because some of them, I can't even, a lot of them I can tell that they're fake. But then there's some where I had no idea. Even when you feel them, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you, though. I think you would tell me that you don't feel them, just whatever.
What, to play a joke on you? So you'd be like, oh, feel them, baby. You can't even feel them. And then have you do it like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I think you really
would.
You
can't have sex for a month.
Well, not a month, but maybe not in the next half an hour or so.
Why would I sabotage myself?
Because you might think it's funny.
Well, of course I think it's funny.
Well, there's your fucking motive
there. It depends how hard of a humor I am. The lengths that I will go to amuse myself.
How hard up for humor are you?
Well, I'm so hard up.
Calling it now?
Yes.
Okay.
941-421-0401 is the number to call if you want to get in on this conversation.
Get in on it.
Get in on it.
Okay.
Get in on me.
Or not.
Or it. I don't know.
That too.
Hey, we've been, there's been a lot of discussion kind of flipping around of, well, mostly between you and I.
There's been a lot of discussion around the house.
Well, it's what's legal in porn and what's not.
Okay. We've had discussion about that?
Yes, we have with some friends of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually have something. Okay. Hear me out.
you're just going to explain it now instead of trying to explain explanation?
There's this guy, David Cameron. He does this family-friendly domestic internet blockers that are rolling out in the UK.
Okay.
And he kind of does this every year.
Yeah.
It's part of a government initiative to kind of, you know, prevent the poisonous pornography websites from corroding childhood.
Yeah, don't corrode childhood.
Yes, don't corrode the childhood. So these filters will make online content opt-in only, but possessing extreme materials such as images of rape or violence, it will be a criminal offense. So there's some shit you can have on your computer and some can't, whether you opt in or not. Like, you can't even view certain things.
Okay.
Like, some customs... people that they have the filter say that porn is still getting through, but bona fide sites are still getting blocked.
Huh.
Like mine.
Yeah.
Bona fide. I'm a suitor. Are you a dapper damn man? Y'all don't get it, and I don't care.
Don't even bother looking it up, really. Just telling you, you'll be seriously disappointed.
Are you gonna sing with me?
No, I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm not feeding that beast.
But you have such a lovely singing voice.
Whatever.
You do country very well.
I do, and I'm not. I'm not giving in.
No.
Nope.
Even for me?
Nope.
You don't love me. You don't care. All right. So it's illegal to possess depictions of extreme pornography in England and Wales. Extreme pornography is. It's broadly described as any image that is realistic, is produced solely and principally for the purpose of sexual arousal, includes necrophilia, bestiality, depicts life-threatening acts, serious harm to the breasts, anus, or genitals, and is deemed by the jury or magistrate to be grossly offensive.
So everything. Yeah, you can't. You'd be criminal, too.
Criminal. Absolutely criminal.
Yeah. That's why Playboy's going out. There's no more Playboy now.
It's also indecent photographs of children. Well, yeah, that should go. Obscene publications that most commonly prosecuted material includes just scenes that depict bestiality, rape, sadomasochism, torture with instruments, bondage with gags, dismemberment, or graphic mutilation. Activities of perversion include but not limited to drinking urine, urination, vomiting on the body, or excretion of excrement and fisting. So you're going to get some boring porn, some pretty normal, boring porn.
Well, if you're in England, because it's already illegal. So,
but they have just, the biggest boobs over there.
Well, nobody can see them. Nobody's allowed. They don't have sex over there.
Oh, please. That's why they come over here and like, right now we're in America. We're going to get.
Sure. That's why everybody that we know, you know, that's a fan of the show that's in England. They, you know, they say they don't. Nobody actually pays attention to any of these laws.
Yeah.
Like, nobody actually like cares about them or even acknowledges they exist.
And it's really like, funny.
They put them into effect, and
nobody cares.
And everybody just carries on.
Like, okay, yeah, great. Thanks.
All right, whatever.
Yep, got the memo.
We don't like that one. Mm-hmm. See you later.
TPS resort, sure.
Yeah,
I can't even say it.
So,
but the stuff that's still okay, very short list. Actual consensual sex. Oral, masturbation, mild bondage, simulated sex, and fetishes that do not encourage physical abuse.
Well, the lunars are safe.
Of course the lunars are safe. Well, but I don't know, though. You are causing physical trauma to a balloon. Maybe someone doesn't.
I don't think that counts unless the balloon's like part of a breast implant. That's the only way that it would count.
You never know.
No.
Well, I think we're going to go to intermission. How's okay. that? All right. Well, when we come back from the break, we got your tits, man. We got the biggest boobs in Hollywood. Creepy clown that happened to be real. Oh, in Switzerland. What's up with my heritage? Stay tuned for more Kinky Katie's World at RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
This is cooking with the pussy.
Ooh.
No, I don't want to find. You can go, woo. I'm not as excited about this
one. Cooking with a pussy. What's going on?
Yeah, well, this woman, she's kind of taking the whole artisanal thing to a different level.
Yeah.
She's a blogger named like Zoe Starvey.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Well, she used her yeast infection to make sourdough bread.
Yeah, the cunt sourdough.
You know about it.
I do. Hashtag cunt sourdough.
Yeah.
Search it up.
Absolutely.
You'll see all about the cunt dough.
Well, she started out writing, it all started with a fatal combination of a slightly perverse sense of humor, a keenly scientific mind, and a touch of thrush. Waking up.
I knew I was going to use that thrush somewhere, honey.
Yeah, she says waking up. She says waking up with on a Saturday with a familiar itchy, burny fanny. I giggled to myself because, you know, whenever I wake up with itchy, burny ass, I laugh too.
You sure you do.
Makes me giggle.
You too.
She says, maybe I could make bread with that. Yeah, because that's the first thing I think of, too, when there's cottage cheese in my crotch.
Well, sometimes you think about yogurt.
Oh, God. It's for your health. I'm thinking this should be on Don's show and, like, the prepper show.
That's right. Yeah, who needs a cow? I got a chick with thrush.
And you can lag just if you keep playing with her nipples long enough, she'll start to lactate. So you got milk, too. You can make some cheese, some yogurt, some bread. You'll be
yeah, I don't think her eggs are edible, though, and I wouldn't eat those things raw.
Oh. Now, wait at least, you know, like a month or three, and then, you know, you can give her a shit ton of ginger root or whatever. It'll pop out.
So she's using the yeast from her yeast infection basically bake sourdough bread.
Yeah, she said she wanted to try to make her own sourdough anyway, yeah. And, you know, she didn't even know if it would even work. So she got curious, and the next thing that happened involved her scraping white goop off of her dildo into a bowl of flour mixed with water.
Wait, before you go any further, you say that like you've never had white goop all over your dildos before.
Not yeast infection, white goop. I've had other
white goop.
Yeah,
okay. There's still white goop. I bet I could go in right now and produce a dildo with white goop on it.
No, it'd be crusty and dry.
Nice.
Hey.
Hey, at least you don't have thrush.
That's right. At least they don't.
We making bread tomorrow?
A And now, on with the show.
Yo, yo, yo. Sipping tea in Canton. Always turn my Mac on. Hit that ass like Baton. I get more checks than Scantron. Feeling like the shiznit. Tell me, my who's is this? We're dripping down the block. Always handling my business.
That makes you a witness. Better look the other way when this ain't none your business. Guess you one of my bitches. I pop right out the kitchen. Let me take the glove off when I'm giving you the business. The business.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. 18 and over, only fees. Naughty, naughty, dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
941-421-0401 is the number to get your hands on if you want to give us a call. Stage your shit and go. Stick and move. Nah, y'all have been real good. Y'all have been real good.
Sure. They have, except for leaving comments and five-star rating.
Yeah, that's true. That y'all don't do.
No, go do it. Get an iTunes account. Go do it. Get a Stitcher account. God damn it. Sign up for three of them. Do them all.
And you saw what happened to Stitches.
He got knocked the fuck out.
Twice.
I know. Nothing like goofy white people getting knocked out. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. He looks like such a fucking idiot.
Wow.
I don't care. I'll say it.
You know. That's hard to run away from when you have those tattoos on your face like he does, you know?
Yeah, let's just do a scarecrow, really bad line work stitching on your face and then have like a rifle coming out of your face. It's so dumb.
Yeah, no. He's pretty ridiculous. It's somewhere between like Riff Raff and I don't even know who. I don't even know who. Riff Raff and somebody else.
Riff Raff and somebody. We don't even know how bad you are yet.
Like, DJ mayonnaise sandwich. You know what I mean? Oh, DJ Wonder Bread mayonnaise sandwich.
Doughboy.
No, just Wonder Bread mayonnaise sandwich.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think we're going to do one before we go to Tits Man, unless you want to go Tits Man right out the gate.
Whatever. You're running the gig here. I just push buttons and make sure the little green lighty things are in the proper green lighty area.
And turning me down when I decide to go all... craziness. I didn't. So you don't have to worry.
Don't cry.
Because now you don't like to look at me when I talk to you.
I have to watch the little levels because you're like a crackhead.
I know.
You move around like Sphinx. You're like you're just like dancing around this fucking microphone. Like we got some $3 billion compression equipment.
Comes faster.
We don't. We have poly superhuman compression.
One ball Paul. One Ball Paul Productions.
One Ball Paul Productions. There you go. Keeping it in the green, baby.
That's right. Once again, I want to remind everyone, I'm in Facebook jail, so I usually wish everybody happy birthday and all sorts of shit, but I'm in day two of Facebook jail.
So at this point, in Facebook jail, you're like running that bitch, right? You're like getting drugs brought into Facebook jail. You got bitches in Facebook jail, right?
Yeah, they're doing my business. They're dropping off messages where I need them dropped.
Are they?
They are.
Yeah, you're running the gangs straight from the pen there, straight from Facebook jail.
Dude, Shane's been really good.
Good.
Really good about it. Appreciate it. One love, brother. One love. See you when I get out.
Yeah.
See you on Wednesday, motherfucker. No, sorry.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, I get out on Wednesday, Facebook jail.
Oh, there you go.
I'm back.
Yay.
Aha, I'm going to wreak some havoc on
you're gonna
fucking
wreak
people.
Nothing. You're just going to be posting less racy things on Facebook.
That's right. You hated my little stars. Wait till they get bigger.
A lot bigger.
A lot bigger. So you're going to have to go to somewhere else to see my pictures.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Not you. I'm apologizing for you on to that. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's right.
I know sometimes somebody needs to say sorry to you or I'm going to feel pain. So I figured I'd just like cut it off right here and just go ahead and apologize.
And everybody that asks, oh, where can I see this with that fucker? You guys know. Google me. I always tell you, or go get Twitter. They're always on Twitter. I'm not going to spoon feed you everything. If you want to see the goodies, sometimes you have to do a little work yourself. Yeah. I mean, fuck, I already make everything for free anyway.
Lift a finger.
God damn it.
Jesus.
Click a button.
Something.
Clark. I mean, stop your game for a minute. Look at some titties. Titties and pussies. Well, if you're afraid of clowns, I'm going to warn you right now because I am, and you might want to skip this topic of the show. So if you want for the next couple minutes, if you want to just turn it down or, I don't know, go about your business and not
I still don't get it, but okay.
It's about a clown.
Are you going to be able to get through it reading it?
No, I'm scared.
What if I encourage you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to see how good you are.
Try to encourage you.
I'm never going to fucking Portland, Oregon.
Why not?
Because there's a lot of weird stuff. Well, they'd say keep Oregon weird, right? Isn't that right?
I don't know what they say.
Portland weird?
That's on the exact opposite corner of where we live.
I know that. But I'm just, I don't know. It just sounds just, there's weird stuff that goes there. Well, this 48-year-old two-time convicted pedophile, he's now back behind bars, thank God, after he was caught molesting a six-year-old girl while she was left in the care of a babysitter. It gets creepy. The babysitter tells the story of how the attacker was discovered. Okay.
Wow.
She...
People dead.
Yeah, she put the little girl to sleep, and the girl kept saying that she didn't want to be alone because the clown in the chair scared her. Nobody's dead. And the babysitter told her to just go to sleep.
Okay.
Well, this happened like three nights in a row. This is after about like a half an hour of screaming the first night. She went to check on her, and then the second night was the same thing, but it was just, she said she just kept saying she's scared of the clown in the room and he was going to get her. Well, the babysitter finally called the girl's parents and told them about her fear. The parents said they have no idea what the fuck she was talking about, and they don't know anything about a clown. So the babysitter took a picture with her phone and texted it to the parents. The parents were like, we've never fucking seen this thing before. Like, where the hell did this come from? I just got chills. This is fucking freaking me out. I don't like it. But, okay. And then she said she saw a man, like, dart out of the house. And the little girl was crying in her bed. The babysitter called 911, and they ended up finding him like 40 minutes later. He was hiding in a bush, and they arrested him.
Okay.
And they said that this was the most horrific case of child molestation ever. And the assailant was being held no bail while awaiting trial.
So he was dressing up as a clown and popping in this little girl's room?
Yeah, he was being a creepy clown and would just go and like sit in a chair like in her room. And they showed a picture of him too, and I'm like, oh my god, I've got goosebumps. This is fucking creepy. So bad.
That's horrible.
It is. It's really awful. But I hate clowns. I'm scared of clowns. So I wanted to talk about that.
I guess.
All right, let's go to Titsmas. Talk about something fun.
Good.
Come on, let's get you uppity. Uppity. Come on, uppity.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
So today, I have got some more boobies for you, some Hollywood boobies.
We have a list?
Yeah, but I took out the ones that I didn't feel belonged.
Okay.
Good. I didn't. Well, because they had some, these are the biggest tits in Hollywood, and yeah, I took some off because they didn't belong there.
Okay.
So there.
Uh-huh. Good.
All right, so Kate Upton, this is in no particular order.
Okay, we're not doing an order.
No, we're not doing an order.
Just too much controversy that way.
There is, because I would
stay away
not
from that.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like the hate mail. Get the McKinnon fans start texting you.
What the fuck's wrong with you? McKinnon's got great taste. No, what are you talking about? Upton is better.
Exactly.
It all happens.
When really we all know sane people understand McKinnon's got the way better Hooters. They're so much nicer.
Now, would it completely kill your fantasy if it turns out they're fake?
I don't see how it could turn out they're fake because they're pendulous, heavy, warm-looking.
Warm-looking.
I defy you to prove that to me.
All right, so, McKinney, we need to see if you're...
if I can feel you. I just need
kittens.
To feel your boobs.
Just thought
it's okay. No. Hey, and if we could maybe get Amy Schumer's thighs.
I could
fuck her thighs while feeling your boobs. That would be really awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you do to yourself. What are you going to do after that?
I'd figure something out. What are you talking about? What am I going to do?
Well, a third comes in and it's a 6'2" redheaded Oriental.
See, I don't know where I'll go after that, but I'll go somewhere. I guarantee you.
I'm afraid. You all should be afraid, too.
That's not that bad at all. Amy Schumer's thighs and
no, where you go
boobs?
After.
What are you talking about?
No, where you go after.
Well, I definitely don't go to clowns. I definitely don't do... Well, I might do that just to scare you a little. That's just mostly to scare you.
Dude, that's not cool.
They it would could be cool.
No.
Yes. Why, don't. Why? That's just so ugly. Why you gotta get ugly on me for?
Because it fucking terrifies me. That's why.
Whatever. Suck it up. You can do it. You're a big girl. Come on now. Don't be half-assing it.
Whatever. I'm talking about boobs.
Okay.
You're talking about stupid things. Stupid face. Mother dick.
Mother fuck dick.
You fuck stick. All right, so Kate Upton is on here, and I know she's one of your favorites. I like her, too.
She's nice boobs.
She does a very nice boob. They're very jubbly.
They are.
Kat Denning.
Don't know who she is.
She's got huge tits.
Does she?
Yeah.
Would I know her in such titles as?
Two Broke Girls.
Oh, but Two Broke Girls girl.
She's also in Thor.
She's
one of the scientist chicks.
Really?
Yeah, she works.
One of those head boobs?
Huge boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
I know the Two Broke Girls girl, so I know her
same,
from that.
Same girl.
Well, I don't know her from anything else.
All right, well, she's got big tits.
Yeah.
Amber Rose.
Yes, those are nice.
She's got big tits and a big booty, too.
Those are nice.
Heidi Montag.
That sounds really familiar, like I should know her.
She's got a lot of plastic surgery done after being on some like reality show on MTV or whatever. And then she's kind of dating or married to some ass munch named Spencer who does of them do whatever they can to keep themselves relevant or just in the fucking.
Well, fuck them. Fuck her and her boobs.
Like they want to be the Kardashians so bad, but they just can't. All right, Christina Hendricks.
Of course.
Yeah, she's, belongs
in any list. Those are just nice. They're nice, solid.
Her and Kat Denning definitely could probably rival each other.
I think so.
Ooh, imagine the two of them with oiled up booby rubbing.
That might be nice.
Woohoo!
Even not oiled up booby rubbing. Just any kind of booby rubbing would be nice.
Slippery.
I'm not greedy.
Squishy.
I don't want to go too far.
All right.
It'll spoil it.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she's okay, but you know.
They're big.
They are big. They are. They're nice, I guess. I don't know what it is. I have a weird block with her.
Hmm.
Not sure why.
No, I drink Pepsi.
I don't. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the character she plays. Maybe I'm just not into the character. I don't know.
I don't know.
Definitely hot. Nice tits, though.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She
still has boobs.
She's got
about them.
They
she
were mommy boobs,
anymore.
And because she had two kids now.
Yeah, she can still come out.
That's true. Christina Aguilera, her tits are nice.
Yeah, motherhood enhanced.
Yes,
as well.
They are.
It's a good enhancement to have, really.
Salma Hayek, of course.
Those are nice.
She does have great boobies. And Coco Austin.
I don't, you know.
If
whatever.
You guys don't know Coco, you know, Coco, big Coco, ass, big boobs, iced teas, bitch. Just had a baby. It was just kind of funny the picture that she's holding this itty bitty little newborn and it's like tucked underneath, like
it's
wedged
like
underneath
boob.
One of her boobs.
A quarter boob.
She totally looks like it's like a little clutch purse or she's holding like a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying the kid looks like a chihuahua. No, the kid's cute.
Yeah, but he looked tiny like a chihuahua next to her gigundous fucking hooters.
He was smaller than half of her tit.
Getting swallowed. It was like a quarter boob.
It was funny.
Like the entire child was a quarter boob.
I don't even think it was that.
I'm sure it's a normal sized child too. That's the fucked up part. That's one really big fucking boob.
She could probably just sit the kid, like lay her down on her small of her back and just have her sit on her butt.
Built in cradle.
Or if she's laying on her back, just wedge in between her boobs and you can't roll around.
There you go. Just lock them right in.
There.
Lock them or just don't laugh.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're soft at that age. They can mold. They're moldable.
Tits. Man.
So were you happy with your segment today?
Sure. Sure. I loved it.
I love how enthusiastic you get.
I loved it. It was awesome.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'll take two of them.
J&D Foods.
Should I know them?
You will. I have talked about them before. They are the makers of Bacon Lip Balm, Bacon Lube, Bacon Shaving Cream, Bacon Deodorant.
I'm seeing a connection here.
And Bacon Pillowcases.
Mm.
Well, they have added a brand new bacon scented item to their lineup.
What's that?
Bacon scented underwear. Marrying the ultimate in comfort.
With what? With what are you marrying it with? Oh my god! I'm not sure that's going to be like a pleasant mixture.
I have to tell you,
nut funk and bacon. Nut Funk with extra bacon?
Oof. I've had their bacon lube. It's disgusting. They also make Jack Daniel's flavored lube.
But I don't know about that either.
It smells awful. It tastes awful. It's just it's so bad. If you could see my face right now, I'm making the nastiest icky face.
I wonder how they do like artificial alcohol. How do they make that flavor? Regular alcohol?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's gotta be like
bacon. They take some drippings from some bacon. Cool, gotcha. Concentrate it, synthesize it, put it in a little shaker. There you go. But
so why can't they do that with alcohol?
I don't know. I don't know that it works that way. I'm not sure. They should probably use rubbing alcohol, a little food coloring. There you go, kid.
Have fun with that.
Watch your fingernail paint, man. It might come off. It spills on there.
Yeah. Well, they say that this place, the J&D's, they boast that the bacon-scented underwear, it represents the gold standard of meat-scented luxury undergarments. Now, this was in the X-Biz magazine.
It's for gay men, right?
No, they have the men's and women's style. They have boxer brief and they have panty.
Wow.
They say that science says that 45% of Canadians prefer bacon to sex. Now is it Canadian bacon or as you guys would call our streaky bacon?
45% prefer bacon to sex, really?
Canadians, yeah, apparently. So we know what Bieber's doing. But now he's enjoying some bacon and on bacon action with Drake. It says now you won't know where breakfast ends and your lover begins. The company says
I know exactly where breakfast ends and my lover begins. I like that's pretty easy for me to figure out.
Breakfast usually ended when I saw you were wearing those filthy, disgusting underwear.
Yeah. Come on, sniff them. Sniff them, honey. Put your nose right on my nuts. Come on, you'll love it. You'll love that artificial bacon. Put that artificial bacon in your nose. Put it in your nose.
I do love
get it all over your nuts and face.
I do love bacon blue cheeseburgers. So tasty. So gourmet. Gourmet ball sack.
I'm just not like, you know, the combination of you know, swamp ass and bacon. It can't be a good thing, you know? Like, there's got to be some really adverse setting going on there. When it mixes with regular body chemistry, it can't be fucking good.
Well, because, I mean, how strong is it when you first get it? Because the company says that their bacon-scented underwear is not recommended for mail carriers, zookeepers, veterinarians, dog catchers and walkers, or circus performers. They said the scent will last through several washes, usually 6 months to a year of washes and wears. You can, and then they cost $19.99. So if you want to get yourself a pair of bacon scented,
run out.
You can do that.
Run out now and buy them, so your Canadian whores will like it.
Oh God! Come here, my little McMuffin. I'm gonna stuff you.
I don't know where you come up with this stuff sometimes.
You squeal like a pig.
Okay.
Get it, go.
Now you do it.
That's right.
You fucking bitch. Now you fucking pull that shit out. I beg you. I fucking beg you to do that shit. And now.
Because you put me on the spot. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's no fun at all.
I know.
When it's your turn to dance, monkey, I want you to dance. I put this organ grinder on. I want to see some fucking shuffling of some feet, something.
Yes, a mess. I'll tip my hat to you.
You need to do it. No, organ grinder style. Go around to everybody, collect a goddamn quarter, bring it back to me.
It's all I'm worth. It's just a quarter.
Whatever.
It's a little quarter. I'm gonna walk down the street in like Ebor and someone's gonna throw like a quarter at me. I'm like, see? Why'd you get that bruise? I got smacked with a quarter going at 3 miles an hour.
I only do that head to organ grinder music, god damn it. I don't do that to Beyonce. I do something different.
And that was Poco, you fuckers, get your genres right. You never know.
I guess not.
People are strange.
Yeah, sure they are.
Hey. Okay, I know I'm a little odd. I'm with that. I get it.
I don't know where you get that from.
Oh, gosh. There's this video that got kind of mixed emotions. There, this Asian man, these two mice invaded his house, and he tied them up by their little wrists. Spread out. No, I watched the video. We like bondage style, like totally S&M style, just out, like, you know, X.
Yeah.
And he hit them with dowel, like a dowel rod, was yelling at them.
Yeah.
For like going into his house.
He was caning them.
But he was smacking their little heads.
Yeah.
So, but some people are like, oh my God, that's cruel. And in my head, oh God, I'm so going to hell. All I could hear was, Jamie, like the filthy little mouse that I am. Do it harder, harder. Just do it.
Finally, I meet a man that understands exactly what I'm all about. Do it, baby. Do it harder.
I took that cheese on purpose, you fucking bastard.
Do it harder. Them chopsticks aren't just gonna hit me in the ass by themselves, bitch.
The cat smacks better. Does that piss you off?
Yeah, no, that is really completely horrible.
It is horrible.
You know, compare that to getting their leg caught in a little spring-loaded trap.
And, with glue.
And them laying there and dying like a painful... We don't really treat them nice to begin with. But, like, to go out of your way to fuck with them is kind of like, come on, man. Like, whatever you got to do to get rid of them, cool. You know, it's a thing. But, To go out of your way to tie, you go and, you know.
There's one above the other.
I guess if they sign consent forms, I guess it's okay. If they gave consent.
You don't even want to see the waterboarding videos.
No.
A little.
Waterboarding's not torture.
They promised to never come back.
Did they?
He took little electrodes, put them to their balls, you know.
What do mouse balls look like?
Little furry ones.
You're not describing them. Little furry what ones?
Little furry balls.
Yeah.
What do you think mice balls would look like?
I don't really know.
What do your balls look like?
You sound to be like a mice ball expert. So I thought I'd ask.
Really?
You.
I would be a mouse ball expert.
That's you were sounding that way. You were putting yourself forward as a mouse testicle expert. You were.
You don't know. What
you made it sounded like you knew what a mouse nut was.
I made it sounded like.
You did.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Well, that's not for me. My poor... Y'all know I'm German, Swedish, and Dutch, right? Yes. Shake your head. Yes. Yes. Well, this is a little upsetting. More Swiss people are having sex with horses, according to this sickening report.
I could have told them that.
There were 100...
You're only like a 16th Swiss, too. And the things I've seen you do.
Stop. Well, there were 105 cases of this kind of like the mistreatment of horses in Switzerland in 2014, but 10% involved people having sex with them.
Wow!
But I don't see
horse banging going on.
But I don't see how that's, you know, I mean, yes, it is bestiality is wrong, but I don't see how that's doing something bad to the horse. You're, you know, a human little dick's
spitting
not going to do a fucking thing to a horse.
You could emotionally scar them.
How? Like, aren't you supposed to ride on top of me? No,
I'm not sure, but we seem to be pretty convinced that like sex screws people up, so it's got to screw a horse up. Like maybe they don't run as well afterwards. They don't like eat grass the way they used to.
They just hide in a corner and shudder.
Yeah, they started peeing in the opposite corner in their stall, all over the floor, in a different spot.
They get more kicky.
There they go.
There they go.
They go.
Every time you brush him, he gets a hard on.
Yeah, well, that's why, because you can't ask a fucking horse if it's okay. That's why.
No, you can't.
That's why it's not okay.
But they said that there's, okay, well, the kind of horses outnumber people living on Swiss farms, and they say the experts estimate that 10,000 people in Switzerland are predisposed to zoophilia.
10%.
10,000 people.
Oh, 10,000. Well, there's only like 100,000 living there, so like 10%.
Okay. All right, fine. We'll go with that. Sure. It said all together there's like 1,700 fucking cases in 2014.
That seems like an awful lot.
And it's a jump from, it's actually a 200 jump from last year.
Well, you know, you're talking, what did you say, 10,000?
No, 1,700.
17, oh, wow.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of horse rape.
In a year?
That's a lot of horse rape.
That is.
Now, are they receiving, pitching, catching? What's going on?
It didn't get into that, and I wasn't digging.
Huh.
Yeah.
You didn't look into the numbers.
I didn't.
Should have.
You know, I wonder if they were just saying, friendship is magic, when they come. If they have like a brony fetish. Do they like paint a little tattoo on the side of the butt?
They were doing it in German.
They were doing it in German, so there was a scheiße film?
No, they were just saying it. Not all porn in Germany is involves poo.
I know that.
They have regular porn, too.
Of course they do.
With some different looking people.
Yeah.
Different than what you're used to watching in porn.
I remember when my first German porn, it was weird. It was actually the first porn I ever won, and I was under 18 when I won it at a porn store. Yeah, they didn't check my ID. I dropped my quarter into this little thing, and it landed on one of the thingies. Like, you get to pick a porn. I'm like, really?
So you went German porn?
I don't know. It was called Skin 2. And it was like latex and stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm down with this. And it was on VHS. So I got my tape.
Cool.
I waited till my parents went away. Cool. Popped it in, and I was like, whoa.
Huh.
It was a little different for me. I was like 15 or 16. So, yeah, a little different.
A lot different.
Yes, a lot different.
It's in a different language.
This is true, but they had subtitles. But I wasn't really caring about the subtitles.
No.
But then going from that to seeing
how
like
are you supposed to carry
Jeremy?
What's going on in the storyline if you can't read the subtitles, really?
The story
You're
line?
Not going to know what's going on.
I just thought this change of scenery told the story.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It spoke to me.
What did it say?
I understood exactly what was going on.
Yeah, what was going on?
Fucky, fucky, sucky, sucky.
But in German.
Sure. I don't know. The Hoff was involved.
Was he?
He was.
Und keine Eier. He just come on every 10 seconds.
Ich liebe dich. You know what that means?
No.
It means I love you.
Didn't we like debunk that?
No.
I thought we did.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Maybe you did on something else. I don't know. Oh, it could be.
I don't know either.
And so there's this Los Angeles, California, with the formation of this kind of latest group. This is about like the city has more leather groups than people.
Do they?
Apparently they do. So this latest group that just opened up, Boys in Leather, that support girls in leather. It's an LA area.
Very supportive group.
Yes.
They take used bras, by the way.
They finally reached critical threshold where there are actually more leather groups than there are people in the local lifestyle. The frenzy of group creation, it started in 2013, and it was the product of a handful of people who felt that they needed to belong to everything.
Yeah.
I know people like that. They just have to be a part of everything. Like, oh my God, I'm in 54 clubs in school. It's like, yeah, all right. Do you even...
Well, colleges look at that favorably.
Do they?
I guess.
I never went to college. Go figure. No. That's why people are like, oh my gosh, you need to talk to me. I went to broadcasting school and I did all this. I'm like, they're like, how'd you get started? I said, lucky break. And that's pretty true. I was at the right place at the right time.
Sure.
And things happened. So.
What were you talking about again?
Well, anytime that there was an announcement of a new leather group that they were starting somewhere, anywhere.
An angel got its wings.
Well, they're. Tingy tingy, vroom vroom. The leather bear. Well, this one person in particular felt the need to create a local version of the group and then get other people to join in and then elect herself as president.
Huh.
Well, the self-proclaimed power slave.
Power slave. I'm a power bottom.
Has created more than 1,200 leather groups.
Good job.
And serves as president of 1,185 of them.
Cool.
Including some she's not even qualified to belong to.
Okay. So you have to be qualified to belong to them?
If you're like a leather bear motorcycle group and you're
a
chick.
They like take that stuff. Seriously. Like the leatherman groups, really. They get all like, wait a minute. You don't have 2 slashes on your belt loop. Obviously, you have no fucking clue what you're doing at all.
Some are like that.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, some are definitely like that. Well, the local community population is calculated to be only like 1,199 active lifestyle leather practitioners and makes it officially outnumbered by the groups.
Good job.
So there's more groups than the same.
Than there are people.
Than there are people that are in the lifestyle playing
local
around.
Groups.
Yeah.
What the hell was going on there?
Well, I was just seeing if I had time for another one, and I don't. So.
Okay. You're out of time.
Gonna go back in time.
I could have given you a time check.
You really could have.
Yeah, 10:59.
Thank you.
Unless you're listening to this and it's not 10:59, then just ignore that timestamp.
What time zone are you
in? In real life, it's 10:59.
In real life?
In real life. Because, obviously, we're living real life. They're living some kind of Memorex dream. I don't even know.
You're from the future.
While you're on your treadmill.
Drinking a Chardonnay.
I don't know why you do that, but okay.
I know some people that do. They drink on their treadmill.
Practicing for the drunk run. The drunk marathon.
You hear this, Amber?
Yeah. They have a drunk marathon, Amber.
I'm sure they do.
They did. We just watched a thing on that the other day.
Did we?
We did. You laughed about it. You thought it was good.
Probably
you want, did. You thought it was a good idea because you'd like to see them all stumbling on each other at mile 19.
I would. That'd be kind of funny. Yeah, I don't. Please, I don't think drunk people make it to mile 19.
They did. We watched them do it.
I was probably in another.
They were drinking the entire fucking marathon. I don't know how they do it either.
I can see how they could do it. We've done weekends down in the Keys.
But, yeah, the only thing we were running is to the bathroom. That's about it.
The ocean.
There was no running going on.
No.
What are you talking about?
A lot of sex, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which rarely involves running.
It's a lot of sex.
At least good sex doesn't involve running for me.
Boat sex, dock sex.
Yeah.
Couch sex.
No running sex.
No.
See.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here.
Good.
Amber, let's see if she got all set up. She didn't quite get set up last Friday. We'll find out. But this Friday, I will not be here. In the afternoon to do the fast Kinky Katie's World fast forward, but I should be, if Amber's got her shit together, I'll be on One Night Stand hosted by Miss Amber from 10 to midnight, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, right here on Raz Radio Live and KinkyKatieRadio.com. So, without further ado, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And any last words there, SC?
No.
All right. Well, you can Google me, Kinky Katie Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio, kinkykatieradio.com. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to go kiss and paint birds. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.